Elon Musk's AI chatbot Grok is facing global criticism for generating sexualized deepfakes, especially ones of children and women. Despite this, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced Monday that the Pentagon will adopt the technology. He is excited about how politically divisive Grok is.
Department of War AI will not be woke. It will work for us. We're building war-ready weapons and systems, not chatbots, for an Ivy League faculty lounge.
KPFA's Brian Edwards Tiekert interviewed Kat Tenbarge, an independent journalist behind Spitfire News. She claims the partnership is about trying to justify investments in AI companies.
We have yet to really see how AI can radically transform the workplace for better. We've seen a lot of adoption in various industries. I'm not sure if those are actually accompanied by any real gains in productivity or any of the things that AI is advertised to do. At this stage, AI mainly exists and is being integrated so that it can justify the massive investments that have been poured into this technology so far.
The problem with Grok emerged after the launch last year of Grok Imagine, an AI image generator that allows users to create videos and pictures by typing in text prompts. It included a so-called spicy mode that allows users to create explicit adult content, leading to backlash from governments worldwide. Kat Tenbarge explains how the problem grew worse before attracting global attention.
As this controversy took off and people began condemning it and expressing outrage, it unfortunately also had the effect of ramping up kind of the production of this material. You had some people saying, this is so bad, but at the same time, you had people realizing they could do it, and therefore it just skyrocketed, becoming almost overnight one of the largest producers of this type of content on the internet.
The UK's media regulator on Monday launched an investigation into whether Grok violated its duty to protect people from illegal content. Under the UK's Online Safety Act, social media platforms must prevent and remove child sexual abuse material when they become aware of it. Musk over the weekend called the British government fascist and said it is trying to stifle free speech. The European Union is investigating potential violations of online safety laws. Malaysia and Indonesia have taken legal action and blocked access to Grok. France and India have also issued warnings demanding stricter controls. Brazil has called for an investigation into Grok's misuse. Tenbarge says the U.S. lacks a response to the scandal.
We have yet to really see any proactive action from law enforcement. And for victims, it is so difficult to get authorities to pay attention to something like sexualized deepfakes. A lot of times when people go to their local police station or try to raise awareness, they're met with silence. You know, they might be belittled or have the incident minimized. So it really would take people who are already in positions of authority taking this seriously. And that's what we have yet to see happening in the U.S.
In response to the outrage, Grok's image generation and editing features have been limited to paying subscribers. Elon Musk and X have promised to remove illegal content and suspend accounts of users putting it on the platform. Many governments are not satisfied and have demanded Musk do more to rein in explicit or abusive content. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.